Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the April 20th, 2025 service at Plymouth, Easter Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
On this day, Jesus marched
in between the city walls and the temple, in between joyful hosannas and doubtful whispers, in between oppressive poverty and grief power, in between rampant fear and hope unfurled.
On this day, Jesus marched in between what had been and what could be.
So may we meet Christ in that heavenly space. May we lay down our clothes to match him.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hallelujah.
scripture reading is from the 188th Psalm, verses 1 and 2, and verses 14 through 24. And I am going to be reading from the Message, so it's going to be a little bit different than on your pew Bible, but it might be interesting to follow if you're interested. Thank God, because He's good, because His love never quits. Tell the world, Israel, love never quits. God's my strength, is also my song and now my salvation. Hear the shouts, hear the triumph songs of the camp of the saved. The hand of God has turned the tide. The hand of God has raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. I didn't die, I lived, and now I'm telling the world what God did. God tested me. He pushed me hard, but He didn't hand me over to death. Swing wide the city gates, the righteous gates. I'll walk right through and thank God. This temple gate belongs to God, so the victors can enter and praise. Thank you for responding to me. You've truly become my salvation. The stone the masons discarded as flawed is now the capstone. This is God's work. We rub our eyes. We can hardly believe it. This is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Special music, the Holy City, also known as Jerusalem, Jerusalem, will be performed by Bill Sulzer and Patricia A. Arza.
Before the Lord,
We turn to Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices that they prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, and they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then out of nowhere, it seemed two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in the place of the dead? He is not here. He is not here. He's raised. Remember how he told you when we were still back in Galilee that he would be handed over to sinners, killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up?" They remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news to all the 11 and the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women, whose names we do not know. They were there, and they kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe it, not even a word of it. They thought they were making it up. But Peter jumped up to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped in and saw a few grave clothes. That's all. He walked away, puzzled, shaking his head. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
God is the God of everything in between, grief and hope. On this Easter day, Christ is risen now. It's not only that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, it is that Jesus Christ rose to us. He appeared not only once, long ago, but repeatedly and persistently, faithfully. He did not only rise to the first disciples, he rises still. I love the phrase, year in, year out, he is risen. He still comes again. He is risen and he's appearing now. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. The Gospels did not offer a philosophical case for the resurrection. Didn't debate of the how and the when and the wheretofores of it. They don't explain it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They proclaim it. Through story and encounter, they tell the women running to the tomb, disciples blinking in wonder, wounds shown, and meals shared. And the reason these stories continue is because Christ is still showing up. Where does he show up? Well, in the in-between places, between grief and hope, between endings and beginnings, between despair and joy. God is a God of everything in between. And we thank God because of that. That's where we live most of our lives, in that in-between. There are three truths about these gospel encounters that will ring true to today. The first is that Christ appears when we least expect him. The gospel tells of strange appearances. Christ locked behind doors. Christ appearing behind locked doors. At lonely, empty tombs. On dusty roads. We don't go find Easter. Easter finds us. The risen Christ comes not because we're ready, but because God is determined to be with us. He comes not as a concept, but as a living presence. Easter is not humanity's rising up to God. It is God's rising to meet us right where we are. Christ appears where we least expect him. The second thing is that Christ appears to the wrong people and in the wrong places. He didn't return to the temple, holy places. He didn't return to the houses of power, the palace. No, instead he shows up in Galilee, backwater Galilee. He appeared to Mary, Peter, and Thomas, those who doubted, those who denied, those who despaired. Still today, Christ appears in the lives of the hurting and the humble, in hospital rooms, jail cells, recovery meetings, the quiet living rooms, and those grieving losses or shouldering regrets. He comes to even those who think they've blown it and are unlovable. Resurrection power doesn't skip over grief. No, instead it moves through it. Because God is a God of everything in between. So Christ appears to the wrong people and in the wrong places. But thirdly, resurrection isn't just a belief. It is a power that moves on and moves us. You see, in that tomb, when they found the angels, the angel didn't say, "Jesus is raised, so sit and believe." The angel instead said, "Go. Go and tell." The first Easter message is simple. Christ is risen. It's not just theology. It's a cry of defiance against despair. Death itself is defeated. Evil doesn't get the last word. The risen calls it by its name and then sends us into new life. You see, faith doesn't sit still, it walks. It feeds, it forgives, it proclaims. As your pastor, I believe this not just because of Scripture, though I treasure those stories, but because I've seen the risen Christ. I've seen many of you. He has shown up in the grief that is softened into peace. He has shown up in the questions that then brought clarity. He has shown up in the laughter after long silence. He's shown up in the bread and the cup. He has shown up in the nudge to forgive, to return, to love again. You're here, not because of airtight arguments, but because something has happened. Someone appeared. Hallelujah. Let's not treat the resurrection as past tense. He has risen. He had risen on that day. My friends, the tomb is still empty. Christ is still loose in this world. I once knew a man whose life seemed to be drifting. He was smart, quite gifted, but he seemed unfocused. Even when he got married, it didn't ground him. At 33, people who knew him whispered, "He's wasting his life." It was when his wife gave birth to a baby girl that everything changed. He settled down. He found a purpose. He focused on his family and future. What happened to this aimless man? Frankly, he was encountered. Something or someone interrupted his path and suddenly gave him a vision. His life was resurrected. He saw who he was meant to be for the first time. And that, my friends, is how the risen Christ works. He appears. He redirects. He raises the dead places in our lives, not in theory, but in power. If you have been surprised by peace, If you have been interrupted by joy, if you have been haunted by hope, then maybe, yes, just maybe, Christ has come to you too. And Christ will come. Let this be said plainly. Christ is risen. Not just back then, but right now. Christ is risen in this sanctuary. Christ is risen in your question that you hold right here. Christ is risen in your failures. Christ is risen in your calling. Christ is risen in this hurting yet beautiful world. Because God is God of everything in between grief and hope, death and life, doubt and belief. God is still the God of everything in between. So this is the day we proclaim, not just in words, but with our lives. Christ is risen. Christ appears. Christ sends. And we, by grace, are witnesses. So let the church sing with every breath, every ache, every alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Next, our verses 3 and 4 of Jesus Christ is risen today.
Dance and me.
Sabbath and a funeral day. The holy people say it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. Let me there on the cross to die. Dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of death, said he. I'll lead you all wherever you may be. I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
In the morning of this day. Go now as those whose hearts have burned within them. Whoops. Oh, I went too fast. Go now as those whose hearts have burned within them, as the scriptures were explained. Go now as those who have been touched by resurrection. And may the blessing of God be upon you, body, mind, and spirit, as you leave this place. Amen.
Amen.
Precious Lamb.